Russia has launched a barrage of drones and missiles on Ukraine over the weekend, killing 7 people and damaging energy infrastructure in 3 regions. 25 locations across Ukraine were hit in the early hours of Saturday morning, including an apartment building in Dnipro, where 3 people were killed and 12 others were injured. Many other regions were left without electricity and heating, a familiar tactic from Russia, with winter looming. Lesya Vasilenko is a Ukrainian MP in the Holos Party and an international lawyer based in Kyiv. Lesya, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Yes, hello, good morning.
What's the reaction been in Ukraine to these latest strikes?
As you have said, it's all too familiar a tactic, and we in Ukraine have become very much used to this kind of life. It's for the last almost 4 years now, it's been almost the norm. And it's very sad to actually acknowledge this, because it shouldn't be for any human being. War and living in a war zone and having missiles thrown at you along with massive drone attacks really shouldn't be the norm, but it is for us in Ukraine.
And it's clear that Ukraine's energy and gas infrastructure was the main target. What's the situation on the ground right now with those systems?
We're in a period of blackouts, and we've been in this period since September. There's also very big disturbances with water supplies, with heating supplies. Electricity is given out by the hour, and it's a concern in major cities as well as in smaller communities and in smaller towns. And again, this is Russia's tactic that they're using. They cannot win on the front line, so they decide to freeze us out.
And some of these strikes also hit residential buildings, killing and wounding civilians. Is Russia deliberately targeting civilians?
Yes, that's not something new. Also, Russia has been doing this since their escalated attack in February 2022. And on a nightly basis, depending where you are in Ukraine, there will be housing, residential blocks that are being hit, schools, kindergartens, hospitals. All in all, the statistics is awful. We have thousands of communal buildings. That means again, what we use for common purposes, schools, kindergartens, universities, hospitals, clinics, maternity wards, all of these buildings, city halls, town halls, all of these buildings have been hit by Russian drones and missiles. And in some areas of Ukraine, quite deliberately so. I mean, when Russia is launching a cruise missile, it's a high-precision missile. They know where it's going to hit. And when it hits in the middle of a residential street, that means that's where it was targeting.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and you're hearing from Lesya Vasilenko, Ukrainian MP and international lawyer. We're talking about Russia's latest strikes on Ukraine over the weekend. Are there concerns that these attacks on infrastructure in particular will become more frequent ahead of winter?
Yes, that's the plan that we know that Russia is implementing. And, Russia has been quite open about it, that winter is going to be very difficult for Ukrainians, and they're going to make sure to make the most out of this situation. So these are tactics directed at demoralizing the population, at, making life harder in the hope that the people of Ukraine will suddenly start demanding that the war has ended on any terms possible. But we've been in this is the fourth winter that we are in this same kind of situation, and this is the fourth winter that Russia is trying to freeze us out and create absolutely unlivable conditions, and it's very unlikely that we're about to give up, because we know that giving up any part of our territory, giving up any part of our sovereignty, will only mean that we will lose it all eventually.
Is there much hope for some kind of ceasefire or peace deal now that talks between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are on hold? Are there other channels of negotiations going on at the moment?
No, these are the main channels of negotiations at the moment. There's no other channels. We were very much hopeful that these negotiations would go much faster and that the United States would have a stronger position and would use all the instruments and means that they have to put pressure on Russia to end the aggression. But unfortunately, we all can see that this is not the way that things are turning out, and it's taking way too long to figure out that the only thing that can stop Russia is a counterforce to the force they are exerting and the pressure they're exerting on Ukraine. It's all a matter of political will at the moment, so there is a complete possibility of doing that if all the NATO allied countries unite. Again, it's a matter of political will, but the time that it's taking to exert that political will and to make that right decision is costing many, many lives in Ukraine.
Lesia, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Lesia Vasilenko is a Ukrainian MP and international lawyer talking about a number of strikes which took place over the weekend, Russian strikes on Ukraine, including energy infrastructure and some civilian apartment buildings as well.